It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And we want to thank our sponsors, SeatSitters.com and Schoolcraft College.
You know, I just recently went and got my flu shot.
Oh, good for you.
Yay me.
I need to do that.
And, you know, and I was noticing yesterday, I don't know why, I was up north with a friend recently, and she has a bunch of those, like, Lysol wipes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I became obsessed all of a sudden with them. So I noticed I now have, I went to Costco and I bought like the Costco brand and the Lysol brand. So I went from a house with none to like a house with eight cases of these things. And I'm thinking, because I'm not getting sick, right? So we do all this stuff, but a lot of times we don't think about when we fly, how dirty the planes are.
I mean, uh-huh.
Full of germs of people that were sitting in those flights before you and no one had a chance to clean them. But you don't have to suffer with germs on your seat. You can get a SeatSitters kit and fly safe and healthy when you fly. So the kit comes with a seat cover, a tray table cover, two sanitary wipes, an allergy mask, a no nut sticker. Great news is you can find them now at bedbathandbeyond.com in the travel section. You can also go to seatsitters.com, and for just about $20, you and your family can fly healthy. So don't spend another vacation with a sick family member, or do what I hate to do is you go on vacation, have a great time, then you come home and a day later you're sick. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Fly healthy with SeatSitters.
Okay, well, today's topic is one I'm very, very fond of because I believe books have the power to change lives and maybe inspire you, maybe motivate you. But I thought we'd talk about some of those books today.
And yeah.
Because maybe, like, I know I love getting good recommendations for books,
yes.
Whether fiction, nonfiction, something self-help, something like... I remember years ago when I was in Pennsylvania when my son was at military school and I was talking to my best friend from high school on the phone and she recommended you are a, can we say badass? I'm gonna.
We can.
I think we can. So she recommended the book You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero and I bought it and read it and was like, this is amazing.
I think you then gave copies to so many people, including me.
Yes, I did. That is how much I loved it.
That's awesome.
And you know, I know somebody who I gave a copy of it to who references it all the time.
Wow.
It like totally changed her life. And I'm like, I love how books have the ability to do that.
Yeah. No, I found it really good. I mean, she's just very... like, it's basically like kind of don't make excuses for yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Which I, as we've all known over the last, you know, 30 some podcasts, I seem to make excuses. I'm always like, well, I shouldn't do that. Why am I doing that? But that book was very like, yeah, makes you sit there and think. Like,
we all do that, yeah. Though. And sometimes you just need to be reminded.
Yes.
So, but one of the first books, I still do something this book recommends. It's called The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
And I started reading it, wow, probably right after it came out, maybe almost 20 years ago, because I was trying to get back into writing. And I'm still trying to get back into writing.
Right.
But it's not
you
just...
You do a lot of it, though.
It's not just for writers. It's for all kinds of artists or people who just feel like maybe they've lost their creativity or their creative way.
Mm-hmm.
And she breaks it down and she gives you very specific things to do to get yourself back to that place you want to be at. And one of the things she recommends doing is called morning pages, where you get up in the morning and you just write 3 pages longhand. And it doesn't, even if you're just writing, I can't think of anything to write for 3 pages, you write it longhand. And I keep coming back to that because it's no matter what I'm working on or even if I'm not working on something, it just helps get all the stuff out of my head in the morning. And I know lots of people who journal at night.
Yeah.
I've never been that person. But for some reason, this works for me and it helps me clear my head in the morning.
Oh, that's good.
And it's worth getting up a little bit earlier to do it. So... The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron.
And then what do you do with the pages?
You just, you know what? Sometimes I actually mark them because sometimes I'll start writing something for something that I'm working on.
Yeah.
And so I'll like mark that page so I can go back and look at it. But a lot, I just keep those notebooks.
Oh,
they're just,
that's
I just
good.
Keep them. Sometimes I go back and look at old ones, not always, because you don't always want to read what your brain is dumping out.
That's true.
It's you not know, always pretty.
One of our listeners reached out to us on social media, Kathy, and said a book that she recommends, which I'm not sure if you recommend this to me too, about Girl Stop Apologizing.
I thought you had
Rachel
told
Hollis.
Me about
Oh,
it.
Yes.
You
oh, my
told
gosh.
Me about
I
it.
I recommended a book. You... What? Yes, I did. And it was funny because she recommended a couple of them, and that was one she recommended. And I'll tell you something that I got from that book when you talk about inspiring you to do something different. When we moved recently, you know, there's a lot of like purging going on and all this kind of stuff. And my husband would get like in these, you know, we had to have the perfect rug for this, or we had to have the perfect cups, you know, and he was all like, what plates are we using? And I kind of was like into that too. Like, you know, I like the plates that look kind of cool, but kind of go with the kitchen. And we
yeah.
already had to get different ones because the other ones were like, we had them for a long time, got our use out of them. And I was like really struggling with, you know, getting the right ones, not struggling like in a bad, but just couldn't find ones that were like, you know, calling to me. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this book, this girl gives this off the cuff kind of thing. And I'm like, what? She said one thing that women, you know, that we should start doing is, you know, using all the stuff that we save for the special occasions.
Oh,
right?
I'm a firm believer in that.
Okay. And I, yes, well, I was the opposite. I was always like, no, just you don't, you know, use that except for, you know, Thanksgiving or, you know, Christmas or whatever. And one of the things she said was, we get all this china back. People, like,
yeah.
I mean, kids nowadays probably don't like register for china, but we had all this china, never used it, lugged it everywhere we went. Every time I organized, I mean, it was always in the same spot, but made sure, like, you know, kept it, you know, not full of dust or anything. Use your china, right? So we were actually moving right in that week that I was reading the book, and my husband comes with another truck, and I said, good news, don't have to buy dishes. And he's like, what? Why? I said, we're using the china. He's like, what? We can't use the china. What if we could break it or whatever? And she even signed the book. So what if you break it?
Exactly.
Guess what's going to happen? You're going to die and no one ever used the china.
Right.
So just use it. And actually, it turned out really good because I have like a simple pattern with just like a silver rim white. It kind of goes with the kitchen. It's always nice when you put it out. It looks great. It looks like I'm, you know, a sloppy Joe looks really good on that.
Right. I think food does look more appetizing on pretty dishes.
You know what I mean? And it just all looks great. And I was like, see, if I hadn't like, yeah, stop, like, stop waiting. Stop like, oh, I don't want to do that now. I don't want to use that, you know. Just use the china, use the good stuff, pull it out now, make the most of it while you can and you're enjoying it. So I'm doing that. I've done that ever since we moved in.
I love that. This is what I love about reading books though. And
mm-hmm.
it's because you get, it's like sometimes they give you permission to do something that you
yeah.
knew you should be doing all along.
Exactly. Why is it that this person, you know, in this case, Rachel Hollis, I don't know her from Adam, but she tells me to use the china. Now I'm suddenly pulling the china out from 22 years ago and I'm using it every day.
I don't know, but that to me is one of the most amazing things.
Yeah.
Like that is what I absolutely love. A couple other books talk about giving permission or whatever. I read Born to Run by Christopher McDougall years and years ago, and then recently read Running to the Edge by Matthew Futterman. And they're both about running and long distance running. And I'm not like an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a long distance runner. I have run one marathon. It did not go well.
Mm-hmm.
I've run several half marathons. But yeah, I'm not a long distance runner, but I don't know what it is. I enjoy reading about it. I enjoy reading about people putting themselves through that challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And reading Born to Run, I discovered the Vibrams that I run in, because I can't run in regular shoes after I herniated.
A Vibram is a shoe?
Yes. It's that one that looks like a glove on your foot.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Those are comfortable to run in?
Oh yeah. That's all
really?
I wear. I don't wear regular shoes.
Really?
Really. I've run a whole marathon in those.
Wow.
Yes. I've run, I had a pair. I wore holes through the bottom of them.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I absolutely love them. And he was writing about them in that book. And if you And that book is more than about running. It's about his struggle to try and run. It's about these Indians down in South America who run everywhere they go because they live so far apart and they're very shy people and they all live in caves. It's the most fascinating, fascinating story. And I've read it like three times and recommended it. Yes, it's...
See, that's another thing I can't do. I can't read a book twice.
Oh, what?
No. Oh, okay. Wait, what's Remy saying?
Completely. I read books over and over again.
Really?
Yeah. Every 4 years I read Fear and Loathing on the Campaign Trail whenever it's election
season.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hunter S. Thompson fan. Big time.
Really? I cannot read a book twice.
Yeah,
I feel like
you can. You just
yes,
don't
I
choose
could.
To.
I do not choose to do that. Thank you. That's another podcast. Don't say you can't.
Right?
I can do
that,
it.
Didn't
yes.
We?
I can do it. You are. Thank you. Thank you. I can
go
do
back
it.
In the archives.
I'm happy to help.
Not to do that. I don't know why. But I was thinking, I was discovering when I was going through the books that I like and I would recommend. Stacey's recommending all these like running and self-help and how to be great and everything. I like a lot of true crime. Anne Rule is like an incredible author who like you feel like, I mean, it. She just does such a good story. She just writes.
She does.
It's unbelievable.
It's like you're
there. I was going to say that, right? I love that. And then I found another thing that apparently I like a lot of movies. I mean, I like a lot of books that turn into movies. Which, how weird is that? Almost every book I was like, oh, you know, I love this book. The Glass Castle.
Oh, yeah.
By Jeanette Walls.
Ooh, that was good.
If you haven't read that book, I tell you right now, run out, buy it at a bookstore.
You know,
get it today. It was so great that I literally, my husband, who wasn't like a big reader, I said, you have to read this book. It is just so good, and it's not very big, and I couldn't stop. Like,
yeah, I loved that one, too.
So, so good. And then the other Boleyn girl.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now that is, now, and going back through the, you know, books that I've loved and really stuck out to me. First of all, I'm, you know, I used to be a huge reader when I was a kid. You could, anytime you found me with a book. And I don't know if anyone ever, everyone always talks about Nancy Drew.
Oh, yeah.
I read Trixie Belden. Okay, I don't know.
Oh, I read Trixie
Did
Belden.
Did you?
Yes.
I love Trixie. I mean, it would be like, Lynn, it's dinner time. I was like, no. I'm just a few more pages. I just love this Trixie Belden book. I love them. But yeah, I was never Nancy Drew.
I read both.
Okay, did you? Yeah, I was Trixie Belden. But anyways, so I loved the other Boleyn girl. The thing about that is, that was like 684 pages.
That
or
was
something.
A big book.
And I thought, who am I kidding that I'm going to get through this? But once you, that was another one I could not stop reading. And I actually want to read some more of, you know, that era.
Philippa Gregory is the author.
Yes.
And she's amazing at historical fiction.
Oh, and I'm not even, like you wouldn't say Lynn, she likes historical fiction. I mean, I just, it was amazing though. And I love, love, love that book.
Yeah, that was...
Couldn't put that one down. And so that got turned into a movie, right?
Yes.
Which I was like, oh, yeah, okay. Then anything by John Grisham back in the day, it was like as soon as his book was coming out, I'd be like the person at Barnes & Noble waiting for the book.
Really?
You know, The Firm, The Pelican Brief. I mean, you name it. I loved all of his books. I love the way he wrote or he writes. And a lot of those became movies,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is it me? Am I nailing all these books that are like going to be like, Where Did You Go, Bernadette?
Loved.
I read that book and
loved
it.
Loved the book.
And you know what's really weird? How I was in the theater when a preview for that movie came on. And it didn't say what the name of the preview was. Which, you know, it just starts.
Yeah.
Like a preview. And I'm sitting there in the movie theater. I'm thinking, my God, I feel like I know how this thing ends. Why? Do I know this story already? I mean, I was like freaking out having one of these moments. Like, is this deja vu? And all of a sudden it says it. And I'm like, because I read the book.
Okay, wait. I have to tell you. That happened. Do you remember the name of that Harrison Ford Bonnie Bedelia movie? And it looked like they were supposedly in Detroit and he took the ferry over to Windsor. He was a prosecutor and his girlfriend was killed.
Keep talking.
All right. What was the name of
Harrison
that movie?
Harrison Ford.
It's very old. Like, it's over 25 years old.
But they weren't really in
No, but I remember that about it, is that they kind of made it look like Windsor was a suburb of Detroit, which all of us found hilarious.
Presumed innocent?
Presumed innocent. Okay. So this is how old this is. I was dating somebody who was not my husband, and we go see this movie. And I'm sitting in there having that same feeling, like, I'm going,
I could have wrote this thing.
Mike, wait. I know what they're going to do next. He's like, no, you don't. And I'm like, yeah, this is going to happen. And then he kept getting shocked because I knew everything. I'd read the book like 10 years earlier.
Oh, you totally forgot.
Yes.
That's me. I'm like, what is happening?
I believe Scott Turow wrote that book. What? Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was so funny because I totally didn't write. Did they change the title? No, I don't think they did.
I think
it was the same title. But
and then, you know, listening to books in your car.
Yes.
Okay. So I was, you know, when that first started, I was like, will I really get into it? We're like, well, I'll tell you one of the best. Now, you know, I always feel guilty. Can I say I read the book if I really listened to it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it the same thing?
I listen to books while I run. I don't listen to music. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, my kids and I were on our way to Chicago, and we listened to Girl on a Train.
Ooh.
Wow.
I bet.
Okay. If you haven't read the book, or this is a great one to listen to on Audible or
it
wherever.
Was also good to read. I
yeah,
will say
I'm
that.
Gonna say it probably
it was very good.
But it was so good. You were like, you felt like, I mean, it was so engaging that, you know, I feel like a lot of times when I'm in the car and I'm listening to something, my mind wanders or whatever, but no. We were like engaged into that one.
That is a great book. Okay, speaking of your mind wandering, we have to get to our next sponsor, Schoolcraft College, because I feel like they're going to help your mind not wander.
Thank you. I need that.
I'm taking a French class there. I love their continuing ed program. They've got lots of options. Anything, any kind of hobby you have, they've got a class for that. Whether you're into food, fitness, language, any kind of hobby, anything you're doing, painting, anything you're doing, you can find a class and maybe take it to the next level or just explore it some more or meet other people who are doing the same things. But also, if you're looking to go into programming, make a career switch, they've got a program designed to prepare you for entry-level programmer jobs. So if you're looking to make a switch, if you know a young person who wants to go into that and maybe give it a try, you really need to check out Schoolcraft. They're so easy to deal with. I love their campus. I'm totally enjoying my class there. I could not be a bigger fan. Check them out, schoolcraft.edu/CIS.
Well, do they have a class that teaches you how to play volleyball?
Oh, wow. Right.
Side note, Stacey and I just joined a volleyball league, and we might be a little bit out of our league.
A little bit?
Or out of our mind. I don't know. More on that on another future podcast.
I think we should discuss that, like trying new things as a adult.
Like sports, like that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Another book I would like to recommend, just because it's written by a local author, doctor/author, is called In Stitches. And this is his first book. He's written a couple of others. It's called In Stitches by Dr. Anthony Yoon. He's a plastic surgeon in Troy. And you may have seen him. He's featured on a lot of television shows and stuff. They'll ask him questions, especially about celebrities, like, what do you think that person had done? He's very knowledgeable. He's very nice. And he grew up in a very small town in Michigan. I want to say Greenville. And then went to Michigan State for med school. And he writes about, you know, all those things you wonder about med school? Like, do they really not sleep? And are they really taking all these? He writes about what it was like to be a med school student. And it was so eye-opening.
Really?
It was so honest and so, and it just made you, when I read it, I was like, wow. Like, this is why doctors get paid so much. And this is everything they have to go through. And he wrote it so well. And it was so endearing. And it was in stories of him growing up and being a minority. His family's Korean and he grew up in Greenville, Michigan.
Oh, wow.
I think they were the only Korean family in Greenville, Michigan. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's so well written and it's so entertaining. And I highly recommend it. Like, and he's the nicest guy. So please support Dr. Anthony Yoon.
Will do. Do you have any books like from your childhood that always stand out to you, that you always like think of when you think of great books you read?
Oh, Alice in Wonderland, of course.
Okay.
like, you know, every once in a while I'll pick up Alice in Wonderland and just read part of it again, just because it's so amazing.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, again, remember, I'm not like such a book. You like to call yourself nerd.
But, I am a book nerd, yeah.
But, okay, Tales of Fourth Grade Nothing by Judy Blume.
Okay.
I didn't
read much Judy Blume. I don't know why.
Remy?
Okay.
Yeah, I remember reading Judy Blume. Definitely.
Yeah.
It was great. That kind of tween
stuff,
it was, you know?
Exactly.
It was aimed at 12, 13-year-olds.
And she kind of went like on the edge a little bit. She might say a bad word.
She talked about real frank subjects and stuff, because, you know, you're dealing with a lot of different frank topics
when
you're that age.
And that was the first like kind of experience I ever had with that. And I was like, whoa, like this is kind of grown up. You know, but probably it wasn't really, but it was the way she wrote it.
Yeah.
And it was like a teaching thing. And I just, I don't know, for some reason, I really, really always think of that book when I think of books that I, you know, started, I think got me interested in reading is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what got me interested. Oh, I know what got me interested in reading. Little Women.
Oh, okay.
Because when I was in first grade, I got the flu very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Was homesick for a couple of weeks from school. And I'm the oldest of four children within 5 years. So I was probably, what, 7 or 8 at that time and had younger siblings.
Mm-hmm.
But every day or sometime during the day, maybe when the little ones were napping, my mom would read Little Women to me.
Oh, wow.
Until I got better. And
nice.
Then, no, boom, that was done. But I'm like, what happened?
Oh, you mean you got better?
And she quit reading to me.
Oh.
And the book wasn't done. Like, I recovered from the flu.
Yeah.
And suddenly my mom's, you know, I'm back to school. She's back to caring for all of my siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And I taught myself to read to finish reading Little Women.
Because
I had to know how it ended.
Right. Well, oh, that's good.
I think that's what made me the nerd I am today.
Wow. That's huge.
So my parents were big book collectors, always reading, and we had a huge bookcase and it had like sliding doors on it.
Ooh.
But so there was all kinds of books to read and stuff like that. And then a couple of times I was reading a book and found like a $10 bill that somebody had used as a bookmark. And that's such a cool idea for kids. Like,
oh, yeah.
When you're reading books, just like a 5 or a 10, use it as a bookmark, leave it in there, and then the kid finds it someday while reading, like it's a little reward for
nice.
Yeah.
You always have
little,
great ideas
good little
like
tip,
that.
Right?
Yeah. That is very cool. Oh, another book I'd like to recommend. This was suggested to my husband and I by a psychologist that we ended up taking our son to for ADD. And it was especially good for my husband, who totally did not understand how the ADD brain worked. It's called Smart But Stuck by Thomas Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically cases that this guy dealt with, but he describes these young people and what they're going through and why they're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, if you're dealing with a child with ADD, I cannot recommend this book enough. Like, it will help you understand your child and maybe give you a little more peace knowing that your child is not the only one who's acting this way.
Right. Well, you know, you and I were in a book club
for years. Yeah.
And I think that because of that, I read some books that I probably wouldn't have read, you know, but one that I really liked that we read in that group was Memoirs of a Geisha.
That was good.
Wasn't that a good book?
Yeah.
And I probably would have never have like even thought.
Yeah, I wouldn't have picked that up either.
No.
Yeah.
But yet they did. It's a great like story and, you know, about a geisha from her point of view. It's in first person, I believe. And she lives in Japan, but she ends up, you know, at the end, after World War II, relocating to New York.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And it was just a really, really good book.
Yeah. We read some amazing books in that book club.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, let's get on to the fiction real quick. And of course, we are going to put this list, this exhaustive list, on our website and all our social media so you guys can find all these books. I just finished reading A Gentleman in Moscow.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
I know. I put it off for a year.
So here's the thing. That's also a big book.
Yes.
I have a girlfriend who literally reads one book a week, if not more.
Oh,
I mean,
goodness.
One book a week is always what she does, but sometimes more. So one day, I had reached out to her and I said, if you just had one book to pick, you know, to recommend to me, what would it be? She said, a gentleman in Moscow. So when I go get it, super thick, like I say.
Yeah.
I start it pretty interesting, but I end up also getting it on audio.
Oh.
So I start listening it there. Well, now I've stopped in both places, basically. I don't know what is my problem. And then yesterday, I think, or 2 days ago, you tell me, like, one of your best books is A Gentleman in Moscow.
Yeah.
And I say, my God. So I went to the nightstand because I was scared that I donated it in this purge of everything in my life.
Yeah.
And I found it last night in the nightstand. And when we were talking about doing this, I thought to myself, I really got to get back. I enjoyed reading so much. My mind just always goes fast, or I always think I have something else to do.
Yeah.
I can't. But I thought about it last night. And I thought, I think I found a good place that I'm going to use as my reading spot in my like new house.
Because nice.
I just didn't have a place where I felt like, you know.
Yeah.
Much to my daughter's chagrin, it'll be part of her in her area. But oh well, that's where I'm going to read from now on. And I'm going to start back up on This Gentleman from Moscow.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, love that. I love The Spectators by Jennifer Dubois. I recently read that. What else am I fiction wise? Oh, one of the ones from our book club was Drowning Ruth. Can't remember the author's name. Hate it when I can't remember the author's name.
And do you remember Harlan
Coben? Yeah.
Yeah. We read one from him.
Yes.
Orange cover. Gosh, I can't think of the name, but he's a very good writer.
He's a very good mystery writer.
That turned into a movie, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's written TV series and stuff, mostly
yes.
over in France. I follow him on social media.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, tell him we gave him a mention on our podcast today.
Maybe we can get him to be a guest sometime.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to list all our recommendations and the other ones we've gotten from our friends. We want to know the books you love. Let's share them. Let's start our own book club here on It's Not Just You. And let us know what you're reading. And we will see you next week.